So we're doing Netivot Shalom on Chanukah. And the question was asked by the Slonim Rebbe, why is the stress on the miracle of the oil? V'yesh leve'er ha'inyan, and we could explain this concept al pi made'ita b'midrash resh v'rishit. Based on what it says in the Medrash, in the beginning of Bereshis, Shedoresh tapasuk va'aretz hayta tov avo v'choshra b'nei tehom al daled ha'galuyot. So, we had asked, why is the main focus of Hanukkah the miracle of lighting candles? Why does that seem to be what the Gemara is saying? V'yesh leve'er ha'inyan, and we should clarify this topic, says the Netivot Shalom, al pi madeita b'midrash resh bereshit, based on what it says in the Medrash in the beginning of Bereshit, shedoresh tapasuk v'ha'aretz hayta tov avo v'choshcha p'nei tehom, that the Medrash learns that the verse that says the land was emptiness and void and darkness on the face of the abyss, that these four terminologies of seeming vacuum of emptiness, they are really a reference al daled ha'galuyot, that this pasuk that the Torah begins with is a reference to the four exiles that the Jewish people endured. Umeves machta mikrai lekulam, and the Medrash brings a support from different verses to support.
Can you count the part for me, because I'm always missing one. Here.
Okay, let's see. He will. Va'aretz hayta tohu, the land was emptiness, egalut bavel. That's the Babylonian exile. Vavohu, and void, zegalut madai. That's the mid exile. Vechoshech, zegalut yavan, and darkness is a reference to the Greek exile. Even though the Greeks really let us stay in the land of Israel, but when the Greeks overtook us, that's, we consider that an exile. Shechshicheinim sheisrebik zerotehen, that they darkened the eyes of the Jewish people with their vicious decrees. You cannot circumcise, you cannot have doors on your homes, etc. Shaita omeret lehem, they said to the Jewish people, kitvu al keren ha'shor, she'en lachem chelek b'elokei Yisrael. Every Jew must engrave into the horn of the ox they used to plow that they have no portion in the God of Israel. That's what they decreed. Al p'nei tehom, I don't know what the Jews did with the decree. Al p'nei tehom, the verse says, what? On the face of the abyss, ze galut mamlechet al-sha'a, that is the exile of the evil empire. See, this concept of the evil empire began with Chazal. Chazal never wanted to discuss Rome by name. Chazal always spoke about the Roman Empire as the evil empire.
Is
throughout the Gemara.
Sha'a in Shmonesle is from Roma.
Well, that's what it would seem. So this fourth exile that we're under, the Yevanim, it seems we have less enmity towards. Enmity, hatred, S-A-T word. We have less enmity towards the Greeks, it would seem, from Chazal, than the Romans. So, al p'nei tehom, the conclusion of the verse, that on the face of the abyss, that's a reference to the exile of the evil empire, she'en lem chekir, that there seems to be no end to their evil, k'mo'atehom, just like the abyss. Then the pasuk says, v'ruach Elokim erachefet, and God's spirit was hovering, zeruchos shel melech ha'mashiach, that is the spirit of the king, the Mashiach. So that's the Medrash. The Medrash describes the four galuyot, and aligns the four galuyot with the four terms that are used to describe the world prior to creation. V'yesh leve'er himshech ha'pasuk. So then we have to explain, says the Netivot Shalom, the continuation of the verse. V'yomer Elokim yehi or v'yehi or. What does it say next? God says, let there be light, and there was light. Shekol galut hina klipa bifnei atzmo. That every exile is its own peel. It's its own encasing. V'ha'itza achat lekol eilu, and the one piece of advice for all the situations, all the different types of galuyot, all the different types of afflictions that the Jewish people underwent. What advice does God give us? Vayomer Elokim yehi or vayhi or. God says, let there be light, and there was light. Koach ha'or, the strength of the light, gover, overcomes, al kol ha'klipot shel ha'galuyot, all the different encasings, all the different peels of the exiles. V'hinei ha'katuv kore legalut yavan choshech. Look, what a beautiful thing you say. Of all the exiles, which one is called darkness? The Greek exile. Bechol galut hayu kshayim miyuchadim. Every exile had its difficulties. V'gzerot sheninvu legalut zo. And the decrees that came along with that exile. V'galut yavan, and the exile under the Greek Empire, ha'tor ha'miyuchad shela, the special descriptory term for the Greek exile is choshech, darkness. She'echshichu einehem shel Yisrael b'gzerotehim. The Medrash says that they darkened the eyes of Israel with their decrees. Ki ha'milchama shelahem hayta b'nekuda zo. Their fight against us was on this point, lehachnis chashchut b'yudim, to bring darkness into the Jews. V'lachen gazru, and that's why they decreed, kitvu she'en lachem chelek b'elokei Yisrael, write that you have no portion in the God of Israel. Ki mekor ha'or ha'ikari shel Yehudi, because the main source of light for a Jew, hi ha'hargasha she'yesh lo chelek b'elokei Yisrael, is the feeling that he does have a portion with God. We've discussed this many times. You speak to any Jew in any situation, and he feels like he has a right to have an opinion about Torah Israel, Eretz Israel. Every Jew feels like he's connected. He's connected. He might not know much, but he's connected. So there's Kol Yisrael, Kol Yisrael Shnem Chelek. Every Jew has a portion, and that portion gives him life. So that's why they said every Jew has to engrave into the ox's horn, I have no portion in the God of Israel. Kol od Yehudi margish karov l'Hashem yitbarach. So long as a Jew feels close to Hashem, blessed be He, hu yachol laset v'lisbol et kol hatzorot v'kol hagaluyot. Then he could endure. Then he could take upon himself all the afflictions, all the stress of all the different decrees and the different exiles. Uchidichtiv, like the verse says, imo anochi v'tzara. Hashem says, I am with him in a time of affliction. I take him out, I honor him. Shemargish, because when a Jew is suffering, he feels ki Hashem itbarach kevyachol letzido. He senses as though Hashem is standing next to him. Umargish et kol haover alav, and he feels like God is feeling in his pain. God is feeling everything that's passing over him. Ukmo shenemar ki yadati et machovav. Like Hashem says when he's talking about the Jewish people in Mitzrayim, I know their pain, Hashem says. V'galut Yavan hayta kasha mikol hagaluyot b'inyan ze. And the Greek exile was more difficult than all the other exiles in this aspect. Sheratzu lenatek et Yehudi mechelko b'elokei Yisrael. That they wanted to detach the Jew from his portion in the God of Israel. V'la'arer et koach ha'amida shel Am Yisrael. And to put doubt, to shake the strength, the fortitude of the Jewish nation, hanovea, that our fortitude, our inner strength, really stems from me'akesher l'Elokei Yisrael, from our contact to the God of Israel. So we see where he's headed. Darkness. His question was, why do we stress the lights, the menorah lighting? So he started by telling us that the main point of the Greek exile was the darkness. Their will to put darkness in our hearts to try and get us to feel detached from Hashem. And that would, so to speak, quench our strength to stand up to the difficulties of that galut.